He inspired millions. Representative Nancy Mace plans resolution authorizing Charlie Kirk to lie in honor at U.S. Capitol. By Amy Furr on September 12, 2025. Representative Nancy Mace, RSC, and her colleagues will introduce a resolution to have Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk, who became the victim of a political assassination on Wednesday, lie in honor in the Capitol Rotunda. Mace made her announcement in a social media post Thursday, writing, "We will be introducing a resolution authorizing Charlie Kirk to lie in honor in the Capitol Rotunda, should the Kirk family wish for him to be honored there." Charlie Kirk devoted his life to defending the freedoms defining our nation. He inspired millions, led countless souls to Christ, and never wavered in defense of the First Amendment. Such a legacy makes him uniquely worthy of this distinction, she added. Bach reported Thursday that if approved by the House and Senate, the resolution would allow Kirk's remains to lie in honor in the Capitol Rotunda for a period of time determined by the Speaker of the House and the President pro tempore of the Senate. Kirk was fatally shot during a speaking event at Utah Valley University on Wednesday, according to Breitbart News. Following a manhunt, his alleged assassin was identified on Friday as 22-year-old Tyler Robinson of Utah. "We know Charlie Kirk would want us to pray for such an evil and lost individual like Tyler Robinson to find Jesus Christ. We will try to do the same," Mace wrote in a social media post Friday. Leftists have celebrated Kirk's horrific assassination while people across the nation and the world mourn his tragic death. President Donald Trump said on Thursday that he will award Kirk, who championed America and free speech, posthumously with the Presidential Medal of Freedom, according to Breitbart News. "Charlie was a giant of his generation, a champion of liberty and an inspiration to millions and millions of people," the president said. "Our prayers are with his wonderful wife, Erica, and his beautiful children, fantastic people they are. We miss him greatly, yet I have no doubt that Charlie's voice and the courage he put into the hearts of countless people, especially young people, will live on."